This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us in the Trocare College live line, Tim Clark, Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner, talking about another movie shooting in Buffalo. Tim, you've been busy.
Yeah, we sure have been, Brian. It's been a little crazy these days.
Yesterday, we had a little bit of snowfall. Today, this morning, had some snow falling outside, and I'm wondering if that's exactly what you were hoping for when you heard that somebody was hoping to film a Christmas movie in Buffalo in March.
Yeah, I'm probably the only guy rooting for snow, that's for sure. We have had, this is the third sort of Christmas-themed movie that we've had this year. So, the other two got what they bargained for, and we were a little nervous about this one, but they're getting the cold weather. You know, they can always put a snow in digitally later, but what's really important is the kind of cold temperatures so that when, you know, the actors are out in the cold air, you sort of see their breath. When you see the bare leaves or the bare trees, rather, with no leaves, they can work around the snow, with the modern technology and movie making these days.
Yeah, Mario Lopez is here. And Even if you wanted to keep that secret, he's been all over social media, talking about Buffalo and enjoying his time here.
It's hilarious, Susan. They always tell us, hey, look, we got to keep this very quiet. And this happened with John Krasinski, too, with Quiet Place 2. You know, it was super secret trip. Everything was super confidential and undercover. And, we rolled into Akron very, surreptitiously. And the first thing he did is he tweeted, hey, I'm in Akron, everybody. So it's a similar thing with Mario here. He's loving it, though. And I will say that... it's probably a welcome change for him being from Southern California and coming to, a little colder climate. So. Yeah.
Cold and warm welcome, I'm sure, everywhere that Mario Lopez goes, because he's a face that people recognize. I mean, when you have a movie and you have something with a recognizable face, does it give an extra boost at all? I mean, I know it's more exciting for people who are talking about it, to think about, a big movie star or somebody that people know is here in Buffalo. But I'm wondering from your chair and where you're sitting, if it gives any sort of a boost when there's more recognizable people here than, some of the other productions where it's great to have anything, but maybe you don't know as many of the cast members.
You know, that's a good question, Brian. I I treat everybody kind of similarly. So whether it's some big star or, some minor star, they all get the Buffalo treatment. And I think it does. I think the fact that, you have someone of his stature with the social media following that he has, And also, he's broadcasting his Hollywood Access segments from here. So, for the next 2.5 weeks, he's going to be sort of live in Buffalo, which will be seen worldwide. It reinforces, from my standpoint, it reinforces the fact that we're, a movie destination now with a great movie incentive, but also, with incredible locations. And, I think it does help when you have the higher profile people here. It should be noted, too, that there are three notable stars, you know, in Buffalo right now. There's two movies shooting at the same time. So we have a Hallmark a movie with a couple of big actors, which I can't really name. But, you know, they would be big in that Christmas movie world. Very recognizable. I'm kind of surprised at just how many people recognize these folks. And then, of course, Mario popping in. This is, you know, it's all high-profile stuff, which is nice for us.
Wow. So this Mario one, is this a movie or a made-for-TV movie?
It's a made-for-TV movie, Susan. It's it'll be seen a little later this year. We can't talk about the title of it yet. And typically, what happens in these movies is they'll come in and they will shoot it under an assumed name. In other words, it's a working title, basically. And you know, the actual title of the movie will have changed by the time it's aired. But this one is, you know, it's destined for viewing this holiday season. So there is a number of these that are going to be seen, brand new movies, at least three that I'm aware of, probably four by the time we're done, that will be brand new movies, you know, seen this holiday season. But also they rerun all the other stuff too, which, you know, goes all the way back to A Prince for Christmas, which Fred Ray did 10 years ago now. It's hard to believe, but yeah.
Anything else that's new and exciting maybe coming around the corner?
Yeah, we have some really amazing stuff headed inbound. A lot of traffic this summer, this spring and summer. We're going to have some really good-sized movies, bigger than even this Mario movie, with some big stars. And, you know, we're working out all those details now. We have a lot of movie scouts that come and go, you know, checking out Buffalo. It has really become a destination. I say Buffalo, but I really mean Western New York. They're looking everywhere from, you know, Niagara Falls to Lockport to Buffalo to, you know, even in Chautauqua County. So we're, you know, we're ground zero for making movies in America these days. Buffalo seems to be right at the epicenter of it all.
Wow. So Buffalo, it's go time, right? I mean, for so long, it seemed like things were backed up or, you know, not, you know, going at full steam, but it is now.
Yeah, we had some tough years there with the strikes, and then last year there were looming strikes. You know, there was a threat of a strike, but you know, I think what's happened now are these movie companies are looking at their shelves and realizing that they're getting kind of bare, and the content creation has begun, and it's you know, it's a lot of it is happening here, and there's some exciting announcements that'll be made in the next few weeks, I think, about you know, some other projects that'll be heading here, and it'll be really, really fun. It's going to be a fun summer.
Sounds good. Love to hear that. Tim, thank you. Tim Clark,
thank
Buffalo
you,
Niagara Film Commissioner, joining us live here on WBEN.